spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Yes, yes, it is truly me. I am back in the studio after a long week off in Mexico, and we'll talk about that this Friday, on Casual Friday. You won't want to miss that show. It's Tuesday, which means I'm joined by my good friend, Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour. How are you, Rob?
Doing good, man. Recovering from 1,205 body weight squats in 57 minutes yesterday.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. Yeah. We'll talk more about that. We have somebody on the line. We have to first invite onto the show for some exciting news, and that's Steve Lapidus from Age Force. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, how are you, Cole? And how are you, Rob? How you doing?
Doing great, brother. Nice to hear your voice again.
Good.
We have Steve on for a really exciting point to make, and that is the summer is coming. The warm weather is finally breaking. And if you're anything like me, I have a picture of me in Mexico with Elisa, and I look at myself and go, man, I got to get rid of the body fat. It's time to start slapping the Age Force fat burner patch on every day, religiously. And to help people do that, Steve, you have an announcement, right?
Yep, absolutely. We are breaking today with a free trial promotion. Anybody that has never tried our fat-burning weight loss patch can order a one-month supply absolutely free of charge, just the shipping and handling, with no ongoing obligations. You know, it's not one of those gimmicky free trials where all of a sudden you're locked in. This is just place an order, get a month's supply. We're betting our $50, because that's the cost of the patch on auto ship, a monthly auto ship. We're betting $50 that we can prove to you that this patch works.
And I want to say something here. This approach is the bane of companies, because this means that every tire kicker out there, with whether they have the intention or not to use the patch, goes, oh, I want something for free. I'm going to take it. So I'm saying this in all sincerity. If you really have no interest in losing body fat, don't take advantage of it. Don't do it, please. Because the patch works. We've had people on the show. In fact, Rob, didn't you say you had a girl you were dating that used it, right?
Yeah. I mean, she was a lean machine to start with, but I tell you, you know, it was amazing to watch her over the course of a month, just whatever little bit of fat was there just vanished.
And that's a really good point to make, right? A lot of people hit a plateau. They get to a certain level of leanness, and they go, what can I use to get me the rest of the way? So this worked for her.
Well, there's another thing to consider.
Wait. You guys are talking over each other. Go ahead, Steve. Say that, please.
The 7-keto DHEA in the patch also, there are numerous studies. It sets up a systemic barrier, and it makes it more difficult for new body fat to be stored. So it's a terrific patch, not only for losing weight, losing body fat, but for ongoing weight management. Within 8 months of its introduction, Carl, it's become our number one selling patch, with, I don't know how many tens of thousands of customers on the auto ship that get it every month, satisfied customers, we must presume they're also using the patch for ongoing weight management, that they've reached their weight loss goals.
Right.
As you know, Carl, we added Garcinia Cambogia into the formula about 2 months ago. We took a great formula, made it even better. This patch works. It is just terrific. It's not instant gratification where someone's going to lose 25 pounds in a month. That's not the way that formula is set up. It's set up for consistent fat burning and weight loss over the long haul. And ton of science behind it, and we're really excited. We want to get the patch into more people's hands, and that's why this free trial offer is there. Banners are up on your website
right
now, Carl, and the promo code is SR30. Just go to our website, enter SR30, and you'll see your first month cost reduced to zero. But, by the way, Carl, we also, that promo code will also work on the auto ship. If somebody wants to set up an auto ship order, enter the promo code, and the first month is free of charge. And then if you elect, if you're happy and you elect to continue your auto ship, you'll just pay the auto ship price ongoing.
Now, we only have a couple minutes with you today. Do you want to let a little cat out of the bag with the upcoming
yeah
spring season? You guys are delving into a new direction with one of your patches, right?
Yep, correct. The end of this month, if all goes well and if quality control releases the first production, the end of this month, we're going to have a very, very innovative allergy relief patch.
That's a totally new direction for you guys, right?
Yeah, and this patch, I mean, it works. It's not a decongestant in that it's, you've got your allergies and you're all stuffed up and it, this attacks allergies at the core, and it's remarkable. We'll certainly introduce it with a new patch introductory special on Superhuman Radio where we'll go into more detail. But if you're an allergy sufferer, and those months are coming now, those May, June, July pollen months and ragweed and dust and you name it.
Right.
This patch is just spectacular, and we're really
Well, I'm going to be trying it because I have allergies. The audience already knows.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Well, you're going to pay top dollar for it.
Yes, you're going to charge me double. I know that. I'm already prepared.
Right.
I'm already prepared. So anyway, go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, get a free month supply of the Age Force Fat Burner Weight Loss Patch. Try it yourself. Be convinced on your own. How's that sound?
Terrific. That's what we want. Just get it. Give people an opportunity with no obligation
attack
to give this patch a try.
Steve, thank you for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye, Rob. Bye-bye.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it right up with the usual Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Predator Nutrition. Predator Nutrition is the first company outside the United States to sponsor Superhuman Radio. Show them some love. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad today. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase four jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about two other good subjects. We're going to be talking about epigenetics, methylation, and obesity, a good study there, and also cancer, carbohydrates, calories, and cancer therapy. Very, very good stuff today. As usual, back in the studio, rocking the mic with Rob Regish. So, Rob, let's get right to it. Sam Freeman says, I'm wondering what your thoughts were on antioxidants pre and post workout. I've been hearing about how they might blunt the adaptive response that you get in resistance training. Any thoughts? Also, last year you spoke about your dosing protocol for Bronze Organic. I don't even know what that is. Can you go back over that, please? I have four bottles of it. Thanks so much. What's Bronze Organic?
Canthaxanthin.
Oh, yes, 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 for tanning. Okay, good. Roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Sam the man, he asked a pretty insightful question because, yes, I'm aware that some of the recent studies showing antioxidants intake, either pre or post, is detrimental. I'm not buying it. I am not convinced, nor will you be after hearing these authors' comments. Okay, this was at the conclusion of one of the studies. Quote, our participants were supplemented with DL, alpha-tocopherol acetate.
Well, now, wait a minute. DL, alpha-tocopherol is actually the synthetic version, right?
Yeah. And they go on to astutely point out that the bioavailability and biological action of natural vitamin E may be different. And in fact, it is. As in better. Thus, we must remain careful when comparing our results with studies that have administered the natural forms of these vitamins. So I would further suggest that my experience has been favorable when dosing antioxidants post-workout, and I can go back to my experience with AST Research's Viosilate, which was a powdered antioxidant mix offered in the mid-90s every time I did a scoop post-workout, I recovered faster. Today, I dose the following after training. A gram of vitamin C, 400 IU of natural vitamin E, 300 milligrams of R, alpha-lipoic acid, and a gram of N-acetylcysteine. With respect to Bronze Organic, again, that's canthaxanthin. It's a pharmaceutical-grade material. I favor a gradual approach, meaning I order up a four-pack and I just take two caps a day, one in the a.m. and one in the p.m. with food. Now, it takes longer to load, but it lasts 4 months. And, you know, as the summer goes longer, your tan just gets deeper. You know, if you want to load, I'd run the first bottle at four caps a day, you know, evenly spaced with food, and just run out the remaining bottles at two to three caps a day. on a side note, if you go to twitter.com/AskMass and you retweet that, you're going to be entered to win a free supply of Bronze Organic and Synthogen to be drawn the winner April 27th.
Okay, the next question comes from Rob Sadler. He says, first of all, thank you for your advice on how to improve my one-arm pull-ups by slowly reducing the number of fingers I use on the non-working hand. I am down to two fingers, and hopefully will be mastering this exercise soon. So, on to the question. I've heard you and Carl briefly discuss test boosters, such as Mike Mahler's Aggressive Strength, Adaptogen N. Could I expect a significant effect when stacking with Synthogen, and which of the two or others would you recommend? Are there any risks involved with test boosters?
Well, the short answer is yes. You can expect a significant bump in results when using a quality test booster along with Synthogen, provided you have less than optimal test and free testosterone.
Bingo.
That's an important point. You need to get tested. So having said that, if you're not optimal, then Synthogen plus a test booster is – maxes out both sides of the protein synthesis coin, those being DNA transcription and messenger RNA translation. But no, generally speaking, there are no sides to be concerned with most of these over-the-counter test boosters. With respect to which product's better, you know, that's a toss-up. I've heard good results, good feedback from both. I have blood work on Adaptogen N showing its benefits. Both formulas boost both total and free testosterone, though they do it with different ingredients. You really need to try both to see where you know which one you respond best to. I do have a sneaking suspicion for those under 40, they'll do better with Mahler's product, and for those over 40, might do better with Adaptogen N. The reason there being Adaptogen N contains DHEA, which we know is a starter material for conversion to test in the right formula, which is typically depleted in those over 40. Those 40 and under, they usually have adequate DHEA levels and won't need to supplement with it in order to realize the benefits. Regardless, if you're over 30, it makes sense to get your blood work done. I'm going tomorrow and look into a test booster, especially if you're using Synthogen.
Okay, next question comes from Matt Beatty. He says, months back, you ran through a protocol of using red yeast rice for short periods of time to help increase muscle damage. Is red yeast rice considered a statin? If so, does it also have the same negative side effects of statins? And I got some interesting research about this not too long ago that I'll mention at the end of your dissertation. Go ahead.
Yeah, red yeast rice does contain a naturally occurring statin, or levostatin. And while they do have negative sides, the proposed duration of red yeast rice in my cycle is under a week. It's to be used with a specific training and dietary protocol. I'm going to be detailing the exact cycle in an upcoming special report. I've got these available now on CoachRobRegish.com. But suffice it to say, this is yet another outside-the-box strategy I'll be pushing. The premise is this. It's little discussed, but steroids increase the entire protein turnover cycle, meaning both protein breakdown and synthesis, obviously, you know, in favor of the latter. I had good data on the famine and feast cycles in Blueprint packing on slabs of muscle for guys, mostly due to the feast and Synthogen combination coming off of the famine. What was missing was a nutraceutical to use during famine, and red yeast rice fits that bill nicely. Right? There's evidence it increases muscle tissue breakdown, and remember, the magnitude of the rebound is most closely tied to the magnitude and duration of the inroad. You know, I'm sorry if I'm being cryptic, but that strategy is something that I'm reserving for the Blueprint Army. So more info shortly on CoachRobRegish.com. You add some color?
Well, not all red yeast rice products contain what is called manicolin K, which is chemically identical to lovastatin. You have to be careful which ones you buy. You have to make sure that the ones that you're buying have not had this component removed purposefully. Think about that when you think about the pharmaceutical industry. So
interesting.
You have to be careful to assume. You have to do some digging. You have to ask the manufacturer if, in fact, the monacolin K has been removed from the red yeast rice product. If you want the statin, cholestatin type effect from it. Okay? That's it.
Got it.
All right. Next question comes from Daniel Cook. He says, about Laxygenin again. Interesting stuff. Have you made any progress in finding the real deal?
I have corresponded with a certain chemist surrounding two products he's tested, and both specked out favorably. So here were his comments, word for word. He said, I just tested some capsules which contained what appears to be a compound matching the molecular weight of 5-alpha-hydroxylexoichinin, and it seems to be of relative decent purity in that the other minor phytoactive steroids are present only in small amounts. I don't know the exact mass spectrum of the stuff, but a molecular weight match is a good suggestion. It's the real deal. I don't have the name of the product because it was sent to me unlabeled by someone. It was a clear 100 cc or so bottle with maybe 90 caps. I also tested a sample of raw 5-alpha-hydroxylexoichinin powder from someone else the day after it, and it appears to be exactly the same ratio of minor impurities. Must all be from the same batch. All right, here's my comments. I think it's official. We're all going to have access soon to the genuine article, Lexoichinin. And through some sleuthing, I've identified the company that'll be carrying it. It's not out yet, but it will be shortly. I have also determined that the per milligram serving dose is going to be north of 50 milligrams, which is the highest amount I've ever seen offered in the market. All of this is going to be wrapped up in my new special report, Lexoichinin, where to get the genuine article and how to stack it. Again, on my website, CoachRobRegish.com. We are going to see some very interesting, exciting experimentation going on. Lexoichinin has a cult-like following, always has, and it has been a decade, if not longer, before the real McCoy has been offered for sale.
Hi, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take an early commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more to talk about. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Go to SupremeRadio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint Meteoric, the single best training guide you will ever have to buy. Absolutely free. Check it out. We'll be right back with more.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get nano draw.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. The next question comes from Ricky Seda. He says, "Hey, Rob, I love the Blueprint Power Hour every Tuesday. I have a quick question for you. With BCAAs like you spoke of this past Tuesday, I guess he means the Tuesday before, being good for fat loss, especially around the abdominal region, is it better to go with an 8-1-1 ratio or a 2-1-1 ratio? I always thought 4-1-1 was the natural occurring ratio."
You know, it's amazing. But if you take an objective look at all of the studies, what you will see is that virtually all of them have been done using this 2-1-to-1 ratio, meaning leucine to isoleucine and valine. The branched chain aminos have long been found and known to be a solid investment, yet they offer only a fraction, in my opinion, of the benefits of all 9 essential amino acids. It's worth making this distinction. BCAAs stimulate protein synthesis. You need all 9 essential aminos, though, to complete the process. Big difference. Having said that, BCAAs are shown, proven, to accelerate fat loss, particularly in the midsection. Now, that's an interesting study in itself, because that was done on wrestlers. And, you know the conditioning on those guys, so getting the fat off them is no easy trick. The key with branched chain aminos is the dose. Most will use 5, maybe 10 grams and just dismiss them. That's pissing in the wind, in my opinion. You need to get at least 20 grams to see results, with some folks requiring 25 to 30. It's best to get the powder to hit that level and flavor it with lemon water or lime juice. No BCAA mix is going to dissolve well because leucine shows up as flakes. They're going to be these tiny white specks that float on top of your, you know, water floating on the surface. BCAAs don't taste good. You know, think dog vomit. They don't smell good. They don't taste good. There are a couple companies that have done a nice job on the flavoring, though. If you want to order bulk BCAAs, you know, just man up and get it over with. One formula that does taste really good, and I think has nitrates too, is Extreme Formulations Ice version 2. Great product. The 8-to-1-to-1 ratio that you're citing, that's an example, in my opinion, of the more is better approach. More isn't better. Better is better. Always remember that when you're making your supplement purchases. Yes, leucine's great stuff. Yes, there's a lot of research out
there. I mean, you could buy leucine by itself if you just want leucine.
Oh, you can buy tons of leucine.
And we've talked about the importance of not just calling the workers in, but having the bricks and mortar there for them to build the wall, right?
You know, when I got a first-class education in how all this stuff works, when I sat down to formulate Synthogen, I had 9 kilos of essential amino acids. And I played with those ratios for close to 2 years. And what you will find is that, yes, leucine can ramp up the horsepower of the essential amino acid mix, but only to a point. Leucine is the most insulinogenic of all the amino acids. And interestingly enough, when you pair it with something like taurine, which is a non-essential amino acid under most conditions, but when you pair it with an insulin mimetic like taurine, the combined effect is a gentle pushing of the rest of the ingredients into the muscle cell. Oh. Now, and this is done without spiking blood sugar, which really is the ideal, because I want to say I listened to a show recently you had where post-workout carbs blunted not only growth hormone, but I don't know if it was glucose disposal, you know, for the
I don't remember, but
the...
I mean, but this is something that Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale first talked about on this show years ago, you know, that stretching the anabolic window out by not introducing anything that's going to raise blood sugar levels.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's highly dependent on somatotype. Personally speaking, I have very strong ecto-leaning tendencies. So if I don't get carbs in a good whack of them, you know, my muscles deflate and I got to run around in the shower to get wet. But, you know, experiment, you know, the take home message here is, yes, there's a ton of research out there. Yes, there are different formulas with different ratios of branched chain aminos, essential aminos. Experiment. But if there is a product out there with a strong track record, you know, don't try to reinvent the wheel, because I spent a lot of time and a lot of money trying to do that. And yeah, unless you're doing a product yourself, it gets expensive.
Yeah. Okay. This next question comes from Panos Antonakos. He says, I just completed your Blueprint Meteoric and you weren't kidding. I can't believe who's staring back at me in the mirror. Thoroughly enjoyed this, along with the newsletter I got this month. The tip about coconut milk plus protein was worth its weight in gold. I enjoy the protein again, my protein again, and I'm finally seeing the muscles come on. My question is, what's next? Is there another book in the process?
I had to look in the mirror and answer this question recently. I don't see another book, Panos, in the future. You know, because the Meteoric plus the Blueprint Bulletin deal, it really is the fastest way to change how you look. It's almost too easy. That's not to say it's not going to take some hard work, because it does. But as you found out, it takes 30, at the most, 45 days to make a complete transformation. What I have done is I've rolled out 5 or 6 new special reports, I'm calling them. They're 2 to 3 page PDF documents that detail the following, okay? One is called Fast Fat Loss. It basically shows you how to walk into any drugstore and walk out with 3 products that melt fat like butter in a microwave. Jeff Thompson emailed me, he shot me a message on Facebook this past week. He says, just letting you know that one of the items that you recommend really kicks you know what. Not hungry at all. Wow. Thanks again. This stuff absolutely obliterates appetite, crushes it. You know, I like using it later in the day because you can't take traditional stims, right? That are going to keep you up. A tab or two of this stuff, forget it. Goodbye munchies. The other reports, one of them is called Progenadren, which is building the ultimate over-the-counter anabolic agent. It's a savvy combination of three products. Yes, they're legal. but it's absolute, works like absolute gangbusters. There's another one called Lexogenin, which I spoke to a little earlier. It tells you who's got it, where to get it, and it'll be available shortly. It also gives you stacking options. NeuroBolt, which is a nootropic, best-in-class nootropic. And then Ultimate Relaxation and Chill Pills. The three sups detailed in there that are relax, refresh, and rejuvenate you. And no, they're not my products. One of these is so powerful, it's already banned in 13 states. They're under 10 bucks a report and should cut through all the crap that's out there while helping you decide what works and what's worth the money. Now, further out, I'm working with Sean Phillips on a short book titled 21 Weird Tips, Tricks, and Insider Moves That Have Been Lost and Forgotten. So if you're a fan of the old muscle media days, and I know there are a lot of you out there, prepare for what's coming, because it's going to be a ton of outside-the-box stuff. I know I'm looking forward to it. Sean is, you know, between both of our knowledge and the time that we have in this game, you're going to walk away with 21 secrets that are going to leave people scratching their heads wondering what it is that you're doing.
That's pretty cool. So, when did you guys hash that out? Was that after the show we did, you know, on what was his name? The pseudonym that he used to write under with the software. Oh, cuz he's coming out with that software, right? The power building.
Power building. Yeah. Yeah, we've had 2 to 3 phone conversations. What a great guy. And just between reliving some of the history of Muscle Media and some of the projects that they worked on and the new stuff that he's got going on. I mean, guys are – when I said power building is going to revolutionize strength training, a lot of you guys probably said, oh, geez, here we go again. He's over-the-top marketing. No, it's not my product. I don't make a dime from it. It actually competes with my product. Put this on paper and make a note that I said it. Power building will revolutionize strength training. You give it 6 weeks. 6 weeks. You will not believe the results. And for anybody that's used it back in the day, and I know there are some of you still out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
How far along is he to launching this? It's going to be a service, basically, because it's going to be software that he runs, right? Or is it going to be something you log into on the internet and create?
You know, it's interesting. I think those – when I was talking to him, it sounds like there are plans to do that. But he's also interested in going old school, meaning, you know, a binder that you bring with you to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And – I can understand the reasoning there, because everybody in the world is plugged into their iPads, iPhones, I this and I that.
Yeah.
Well, that's all well and good, but there are other that comes in during the workout, texts and emails and all this other crap that distracts you.
No. Right.
When you go to the gym, you go there to take care of business, and getting it down to a pen and paper is taking care of business, just you in the iron. He even told me that he's going to have a body weight application for all you convict conditioning aficionados out there, me among them. So it's something really, really to get excited about. And again, it's no understatement. The stuff is going to blow people's minds.
I got to tell you, I'm really starting to give some body weight training some serious thought.
Just as a change up for a while.
I know that people who train body weight calisthenic type stuff tend to get a lot leaner faster than just training with heavy weights and monitoring your diet. So it's on my mind. It's been on my mind, especially since I got back from Mexico. Because I took this picture. There's a picture up on my Facebook page right now that was taken by one of those professional photographers that roams around the hotel
with a prop animal. He had a toucan. And so I took a picture of me and Elisa with the toucan on my fist as I was just gently flexing my arm. I wasn't really flexing because the bird was skittish. It didn't want to stay up on my arm like that. And right. And I'm looking at myself, I'm thinking, man, I got to get lean once and for all. I got to focus on, I mean, I've got enough muscle on my carcass, I just need to get lean now. And I really started thinking more and more about body weight training.
Well, I tell you, I was of your mindset, you know, I'm just going to incorporate this in. Well, here I am almost 2 years later, with the exception of very few free weight movements and most of those being static holds. You will never look back. You will never look back. Just, Carl, the benefits to your joints, tendons, and ligaments, and not feeling like you've been in a train wreck, is worth it. Yeah. You know.
Well, and that's the other thing. I mean, I'm really working around a lot of little nagging pains here and there, and that's another reason why I'm thinking about, you know, maybe it's time for me to change it up a little while, and just see how that goes.
The really cool thing is this too. You're going to experiment with, let's say, half a dozen movements. Well, invariably, you're going to find one that you're really good at. Like for me, it was one arm push-ups. Man, mm-hmm. you know, it took me a while to get there, but once I got there, you know, I'm doing them holding weight behind my back now.
Right.
And you just fall in love with that stuff because you can do it anywhere. You can do a lot of it because it doesn't beat you up as bad, and the results come fast. I mean, look at I hate high reps. Hate them. High reps to me was anything above five. Okay.
Right. Right.
Well, I got into body weight squats, and I went for almost an hour yesterday, 1,205. And no, I don't think that's going to build monstrous legs, but I have to tell you, it was extremely gratifying. It is adding incredible you know, detail, to my legs, density like nobody's business. And it builds, it is as much a test of psychological strength as physical strength. Yeah. It builds incredible mental focus, the likes of which, you know, you can only imagine. Squat for an hour.
Yeah, really.
And God forbid you lose count because you're starting over.
Better get one of those little clickers. Look, we got to take a break. And when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about how epigenetics, methylation, and methylation may be affecting the obesity epidemic. I'm not back on the air yet. I'm still in Mexico. Also, we're going to be talking about carbohydrates, calories, and cancer. There's other therapies out there that people need to understand. We've talked about the fact that cancer is a metabolic disease. We need to get deeper into that discussion. It's an important one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are going to love you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Just a mention, for those of you who are ordering the 25 pounds of whey isolate from Muscle Gauge Nutrition, it comes in a big plastic bag with a zip tie on top. That's it. It's a no-frills package. It does have a label on it, but I'm just giving you a heads up right now. You'll probably want some sort of one of the containers from your old whey protein around that you can use to fill this up and refill. Use it as a refiller. Anyway, okay, the blueprint tip of the day. Go ahead, you break the news.
The tip of the day is this. I'm calling it the Great Turkesterone Experiment. And this tip of the day is brought to you by my good friend Sanad Makis up there in Norway. In the Blueprint Army, I consider him the foremost practitioner of using turkesterone.
Really?
For reference sake, Blueprint was born as an ectosterone optimal use protocol. That's really, how it was built. So its twists and turns were designed to tease out every last benefit Ecti brings to the table. So imagine my surprise when, completely unsolicited, Sanad informed me that 540 tabs of Tonvera's True Turk was on the way. That got flagged at customs, by the way, and FDA had to look at it. This is certified turkesterone sourced directly from the Institute of Chemistry and Plant Sciences in Uzbekistan. By label, it's 100 milligrams of Turk per 750 milligram film-coated tablet at a whopping 540 tabs. I'm going to have enough to run 6 a day for 3 months.
Wow.
So having said that, let's discuss what it is. Of 476 ectes identified to date, Turk really shines. It was first identified in 1975, and it excels at building red blood cells and increasing protein synthesis. Matter of fact, there's a 2003 paper out there called Practical Uses for Ectosteroids in Mammals, Including Humans. Structure activity studies showed that amongst the compounds tested, Turk was the most active in incorporating amino acids in the muscle. So with respect to building red blood cells, Sanad's labs showed a whopping 10% increase. And here's the kicker. Within a week of starting it, he reports much deeper sleep, vastly improved endurance, and the feeling of being pumped 24/7. And even though he's only 92 kilograms, he states that he looks and feels a full 20 kilos heavier. We have data now as to how this performs with Synthogen, and I have a previous run at 4 tabs a day, although I was using it with the Blueprint Mass Stack. And that's a three-product combo, one of which contains full-spectrum Ropontium carthamoids extract. My point in all of this, I'm going to be sharing the results in a future Blueprint Bulletin with my subscribers. Now, bear in mind, I have no vested interest in this product, so I'm going to call it as I see it. If it doesn't work at six a day, I doubt it'll work at all. However, some careful study design is warranted here. I'm going to have data on my upper arm, waistline, and thigh measurements, along with body weight, strength levels, and other objective and subjective diagnostics are planned. It goes like this. When you plunk down your hard-earned money, you deserve results. Unfortunately, we have precious few controlled studies on this stuff. The best we can do is to carefully document our results or lack thereof and share them with others who deserve the truth. So at the end of the day, it's just one more reason to join the Blueprint Army. And if you're interested, CoachRobRegish.com. Sign up today. I can promise you that and other very interesting tidbits that you won't hear about on the Power Hour get delivered to your inbox every month.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we can't, I can't do on the show. I mean, I have to be careful of some of the subjects that we cover here.
It's edgy, you know, and that's not to say edgy doesn't mean illegal. You know, I have a very concrete line when it comes to that stuff. I will not partake in anything that jeopardizes my freedom or one of my guys.
Right.
But, you know, having said that, some of our business operates on the fringes and it attracts a fringe subculture, me included. So I have a responsibility then to bring that information forward and share my results or lack thereof with my guys. I mean, you know, these guys have really stepped it up. They are investing every month and expect and deserve information above and beyond what everybody tunes in to get for free every week. And believe you me, they get it.
You know, I mean, anytime you can get any additional information, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but at least it forces you to think whether it's good or bad. But anytime you can get any type of information that's not driven by a manufacturer who wants to promote their product, it's valuable. Of course, manufacturers will always provide you with research that provides support for their products. I'll be doing it myself very shortly. Aaron Singerman and I have partnered, and we are going to be introducing what I believe strongly, is the single best dairy protein product in the world. And I will even say it is better than anything that Dr. Scott Connolly has ever introduced. And that's with all respect to his brilliance and intelligence. But the reality is that I didn't have to be brilliant and intelligent to create this product. I just let the evolutionary model and a better designer than any of us, and that is Nature, direct us to what a good protein supplement should look like.
Yeah.
Now obviously I'm going to be coming out with lots of information to support my opinion. Whether or not other people feel the same way is different, but I really have tried very, very hard. This is my first hand at formulating anything, not to become emotionally or personally invested in this any more than allowing the the science to dictate what it should be.
Yeah. You know, for those of us that get into product development and that have a vested interest, you know, it's always this double-edged sword. On the one hand, guys are going to be cheering you on, saying, wow, you know, you got a knack for this. Best of luck. Can't wait to try it. And the other side of the coin is you're going to have guys that say, you know, you sold out. You're just pushing Synthogen or Tranquilogen. Well, yeah, I'm damn proud of the work that I put into those products. And it does me a world of good when I hear back from guys.
But you know what? In my case, I'll tell you something interesting. In my case, you know, we promote products on this show that we find, and they are typically the best in their category and meet certain requirements, but they don't always meet all the requirements. Like, I'll get emails from somebody who'll say, well, you know, this product is great, but it has this in it. And I can't go back to the manufacturer and say, look, as an advertiser, you need to change the product so my audience, so it fits my audience better, right? Because they're making a product for more than just my audience, and we're trying to fit it into this niche. And it's caused me to take pause from time to time and think, you know, maybe we need to start to come out with products of our own that meet all of the requirements of the audience. And yeah, just make things exclusively for the audience. And quite frankly, I had this conversation with Aaron Singerman a while ago, and I said, but Aaron, I'm no formulator. And he says, how do you know? He says, what have you formulated before that failed? And I says, well, I haven't formulated anything. He says, exactly. He says, you could be one of the greatest formulators out there, but no one will ever know because you haven't done anything yet. And quite frankly, you know, he prompted me. He said, you know, come up with the formula and deliver it to me. And I have to also say that I turned to people who I trusted their opinion and said, here's what I'm doing. Look at it, critique it. Tell me if I'm off. Am I wrong? You know, am I stretching here? And, you know, Adele Moussa was one of those people. And, you know, Adele is critical. He's not going to pull any punches. He's not going to go, well, I'll tell him what he wants to hear because I like him and I want to. Adele points out, no, this is a waste of time, and why did you go this way? And quite frankly, Adele introduced a couple things that I had forgotten. He said, you know, this looks really great, but you should add this and this, and I did. So I think I seriously, and I'm very cautious about saying this because I know that I could use this microphone to really bolster myself. Well, I really do believe that this will be the greatest dairy protein supplement ever created. And I don't doubt that other companies will rip it off as soon as it becomes popular.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's okay to be proud of your product. And God knows I was proud of Synthogen. It was my first product. I still am proud of it. You know, it's never going to be a household name, but that's okay. You know, I'm designing products much like you for, let's call them, a niche audience. But those guys aren't fickle. You know, they're not going to be off, you know, this month it's methyl 1 test and next month it's methyl 2 test.
Right. Yeah.
They find something and they're going to stick with it. They're going to stick with it. So, and I know Reggie sold out again over there at Predator of Synthogen, although he's got a mother load on the way. So once it gets there, guys, he should be all sold up. And I continue to hear great things about that NanoDraw.
Yeah, really. I do too.
You know, have you used that?
Nah, I'm off of any orals like that at this point in my life. You know what? If I was younger, if it was 10 years ago, I would have been all over it. I really would have. I just gave away 2 bottles of Super DMZ that I've had forever that weren't even cracked open because I'm not going to use them anymore. You know what? I'm on my testosterone, my HRT. I use peptides. I mean, I got it all covered. I don't need anything else. And you know what? I've got plenty of muscle. I've got enough strength to injure myself. I need to get lean now. That's got to be my new goal, to get lean. So that's where I am right now.
Is the parent compound legal in the United States?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I really don't.
Because I haven't had time to look into it. I mean, it looks real interesting because, you know what my opinion is. Most of the pro hormones since the ban are dirty, toxic, and not as effective. You know, when they took 4-AD and 1-AD away, they took away two very effective products with an excellent safety margin. And in their place, we got a bunch of what? We got Superdrol. My God. Look what that stuff does to your blood lipids.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? If I was young, I wouldn't care. I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't care. If I was young, it wouldn't matter to me. But I'm not young anymore, and I'm at that point in my life where I may not be able to recover from any damage I do because my body's on the other side of the curve. So I'm just a bit more cautious, that's all. But anyway, look, we've got to pull the plug. It's been a great Tuesday back in the studio with Rob Regish. He's kept me on track here because I got to tell you, my brain is still in Mexico. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Professor Nilesh Samani on, and we're going to talk about epigenetics, methylation, and obesity. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you.
Stay tuned.
Great time.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
Super Human Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable. But getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel.
where brawn and brains finally meet.
Uh-oh. You know what this is.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, now we're going to be talking with Professor Nilesh Samani. We're going to talk about epigenetics, methylation, and obesity. Welcome to the show, Professor Samani.
Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Thank you.
Very good, very good. So let's talk about your research. First of all, DNA methylation and body mass index, a genome-wide analysis. Describe the design of your study, please.
So our interest was in understanding mechanisms behind obesity, okay, and how obesity leads to various downstream diseases such as diabetes and heart disease.
Okay.
We know that one of the contributions to obesity, of course, is through your genes and what you inherit. And, of course, lifestyle factors also has an important element. And the place that these could all come together would be what I call epigenetic changes. So, we think our DNA is, we inherit the DNA and it doesn't change during our lifetime, but there is a lot of evidence that there are changes that occur on DNA, which are called epigenetic changes, which can be caused by the DNA itself or by lifestyle changes. And the reason these epigenetic changes are important is because they can control the expression of various genes downstream,
mm-hmm.
which then affect, obviously, the downstream cellular and processes.
Okay.
So we, until recently, we really had not had very good techniques to look at these epigenetic changes. We've had a lot of, in the last 7-8 years, we've had ability to look at genetic variation itself, but not to look at these changes that occur in the DNA. But there are now new approaches that we can use. And we did a study where we initially looked at about 400 people, and we looked at epigenetic changes at specific sites. So these are modifications at specific sites in your DNA.
Right.
And we looked at around 450,000 such sites across the entire DNA. And we found about 5 sites where we could see that there was a change in what's called methylation, or this epigenetic change,
right,
which correlated with somebody's body mass index. And we then took those 5 sites to 2 other populations to see if we could see the same change in relation to body mass index.
Right.
And we found that 3 of the sites, we could see the same changes in the other 2 populations we studied, which was a much larger population. One of them was a very large population. And all of these 3 sites are near a gene called HIF3 alpha, which is a gene that senses oxygen in your blood, in your body. Now, this was a surprising finding in itself, that there was a correlation between this epigenetic change at this gene with body mass index. And HIF3 alpha, which is the gene we found, apart from being involved in sensing, your oxygen and preparing the body's response to oxygen levels, also has a more promiscuous role. It does a lot. It affects the expression of a lot of other genes downstream.
Uh-huh.
And the evidence is that some of those genes downstream may be part of the sort of media, some of the deleterious effects of being overweight.
Okay, so let's stay here just for a second. So we understand from the evolutionary model that the body is adjusting constantly to its environment. One of the goals of the body, the primary goal of the body is to survive, at least until we have offspring. And so something in our environment is telling the body that it needs to store more fat, in the simplest terms. And what you have discovered is that it could be related to a hypoxic event? Is that? Am I hearing you right?
No.
Okay.
No, I think. Thank you. Okay. So let me complete my
please
the analysis we did, then it'll become clearer.
Okay.
So then once having seen this change between HIF3 alpha and body mass index, the question was, what comes first? Was it the HIF3 alpha methylation caused by, by some mechanism, perhaps your what you inherit, that then leads to obesity, or was it the you becoming overweight that has changed the history of alpha methylation. As I said, this epigenetic change can be brought by environmental factors. And so we did a further analysis where we found some genetic variants which also changes methylation at this site. But we found no relationship between those and body mass index, suggesting really that it's you becoming overweight that impacts on methylation at this site. It isn't the other way around. It isn't the methylation. And although you may say, well, so methylation of this gene doesn't cause you to become overweight, that's fine. But the importance of this gene or the mechanism that we've identified is that we don't really, as I said, understand how becoming overweight has all the deleterious effects we associate with it. So, you know, why do we get diabetic or get heart disease as a consequence of becoming overweight, you know, whatever the mechanism of overweight is. And what I think we found in this study is perhaps one of the mediators of that downstream deleterious effect of becoming overweight. So it doesn't cause you becoming overweight,
right.
but the becoming overweight changes the behavior of this gene in key tissues, particularly fat tissue, which is one of the places we found this to happen, which can then perhaps be responsible for the deleterious effects. And that's quite important because a lot of focus so far has, of course, been saying, what are the genes, what are the lifestyle factors that make you overweight? And that's obviously an important question. But an equally important question is, if you do become overweight, what is the downstream processes that make you at risk of developing diabetes?
Well, of course, because the reality is if we didn't develop any diseases from being overweight, then we wouldn't be looking at this. It would just be some innocuous,
absolutely,
well, you're overweight, I'm not, and it's not shortening your life. So,
yeah.
But the fact that we develop these diseases really is the key issue here.
Absolutely, you know, important. Of course, the best way to tackle it, of course, is because we see that relationship with these diseases is obviously to tackle it by preventing obesity coming on, but that's a big challenge. So equally understanding the deleterious effects of being overweight and the molecular basis by which those things happen is also an important, you know, aspect of this. So we are beginning to shed light, perhaps with this study, on how obesity may cause changes, you know, at a very fundamental level in your DNA, which then leads to the deleterious effects.
Okay. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I've got lots more questions. So we're going to take a break real quick. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
I bet you're feeling stronger already. So keep listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Professor Nilesh Samani. We're talking about epigenetics, methylation, and obesity. And one of the things that keeps piquing my interest, Professor Samani, is the fact that the history A gene seems to be an oxygen-sensing or hypoxia-induced factor here. And I'm just wondering, and obviously my statement is probably a great oversimplification, so I apologize, but I'm just wondering, is it possible that the lack of activity in these individuals who obviously tend to become obese, or at least to store more adipose tissue, has some sort of effect on tissue oxygenation, which they are lacking because they're inactive, that could be part of this cascade of events that occurs?
Yes, I mean that's a very reasonable point to put forward. We looked at this because clearly one of the possibilities was we know people have obstructive sleep apnea. You know, overweight people have obstructive sleep apnea, mm-hmm. you know, which is one of their sides. And then they become hypoxic, and maybe we see this. But clearly OSA tends to occur mainly in people who are very overweight. When we looked at the relationship between the level of methylation at HIF-3 alpha and body mass index, we didn't see nothing until they became very overweight, and then we saw the change. It's a fairly linear relationship, so it doesn't seem to be only in that. And I think whilst we use terms, you know, it's called the hypoxia inducible factor because that's the first function that was identified when it was discovered. You know, many of these it's a transcription factor, so it controls the expression of lots of genes. And whilst it's got a name that obviously evokes the oxygen, its oxygen sensing properties, you know, we really, you know, it maybe has lots of other functions that we just haven't understood.
Oh, properly. Yeah, and I have a great appreciation for what you're talking about, because about 6 years ago, we did a show where I interviewed a scientist about breast cancer, and they discovered that in this particular type of breast cancer, they found prostate-specific antigen. And I was like, well, wait a minute. It's prostate-specific antigen. You're supposed to find, well, apparently it occurs in other tissue too. And labeling it prostate-specific antigen was a mistake. So you know, I can appreciate that. You're right. Whoever gets there first tends to make it their reason for being there. But then we find out that there are pleiotropic effects involved. And so I can appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So with this information that you have, and perhaps with a future research that you're looking towards, or even research that you've been involved with in the past, can we do any type of postulation here and say anything about the onset of some of these diseases that are associated with obesity and this particular mechanism?
Yeah, I think what I have to say would be just be speculative at this stage.
Of course, and I understand that.
So, I mean, I think just before, just to preface that, I mean, although this particular gene, the HIF3 methylation we found, we think is being caused by obesity, when we first set out to do this work, we were expecting the other mechanism, which is to say there is genes and environment that impact on particular sites, you know, where they change them epigenetically and affect the methylation, and that causes obesity. So that was our working hypothesis when we first started, to be honest. And although, you know, and I don't think we completely excluded that possibility as well, because the study we've done when we first started is relatively small. You know, we studied 400 people, which is, you know, in this sort of analysis, not very large. So there may be other genes where, you know, there may be a more direct link between the methylation and becoming overweight, and that's something that we are working on now to see if we can find that type of change. But putting that one aside, I think obviously the interesting thing is, and there are some experimental models, we allude to them in our paper, where we discuss the fact that whilst a lot of focus on this gene, on HIF3, the hypoxia system was based around this oxygen sensing, you know, there are other partners to which HIF3 alpha binds, where if you knock those out, you do see changes in weight and things like that. So there's clearly an intimate relationship between this system and your metabolic functioning. And so what we hope, and there are downstream effects on some of these diseases that we discussed. And so what we hope is that we opened up a particular possibility that understanding this relationship better, you know, focusing on HIF3 alpha not only as an oxygen sensing molecule, but something that may have a deleterious effect in other ways, may open up some therapeutic potential. You know, rather than focusing on obesity as a disease, try to focus on the downstream function. So, you know, that'll take time. It's not something, and it's all speculative.
Yes, of course.
But it's something that I hope, you know, will open people's, you know, an option to looking at obesity in a slightly different way, because really, we don't look at it. You know, we don't say, "Well, how does it cause diabetes? How does it cause?"
Yeah, we just take it for granted that once you become obese, you. But there are plenty of people out there, and in fact, there was research done a year or two ago that was promoted in the mainstream media to try to give obese people some sense of confidence that just because you're obese doesn't mean you're going to get a disease. Where they looked at a segment of the obese population and said, look, you know, they don't have high blood pressure, their blood sugar management is under control, so clearly obesity doesn't lead to these diseases. But the reality is, they took a snapshot of a person at the onset. In other words, the body was still robust enough where it could produce enough insulin to control sugar. The body was still robust enough where it was able to control blood pressure. But staying at that level of obesity for years and years, eventually the body would collapse. It couldn't do it any longer. So there's a lot of people out there who would like to say, well, maybe obesity doesn't lead to disease. And the reality is, understanding how it leads to disease is really the reason we care about obesity in the first place. So I think it's great. Let's talk about methylation just for a second. So methylation has become very in vogue to discuss from a couple different standpoints. It's understood that methylation is part of the detoxification pathway in the liver, also the way it manages drugs and so on and so forth. The pharmacokinetic boundaries depend on methylation to some degree. But when we talk about methylation in this context, we're talking about transcription and so on. Is there any difference in the methylation in these individuals? In other words, is it happening the way it should happen, or is it a hypermethylation or a hypomethylation process that could also be playing a role in this?
Yeah. So this is, you know, as you already say, you know, methylation of drugs we take in is one method of changing them, you know, and that's to do with pharmacodynamics and metabolism of drugs. This is very different, you know. So this is a process that works in the nucleus, not in the cell. It's to do with the DNA and methylation of the DNA itself, you know. So this is very different from the cellular processes that process enzymes in the cell,
right,
you know, and change
right.
them. So this is very specific. There are. So this is really to change the epigenetics or the change. This the place where DNA gets methylated are very specific sites in the promoters of genes, and therefore they regulate the expression of those genes. So this is a very important mechanism by which gene expression is regulated, both, you know, as a consequence of the variation you inherit, genetic variation you inherit, but also changes that you encounter in utero and through your life.
Right.
So it's a very dynamic mechanism which regulates the expression of genes. So it is different from what you just alluded to. Okay. So that's a different mechanism.
But for instance, methylation depends on certain nutrients being available. Does this type of methylation also depend on B vitamins and other things for it to occur in a normal status?
No. I think it is different. The enzymes that methylate DNA are different from the enzymes that are responsible for the metabolism of drugs.
Gotcha. Okay. And then lastly, what do you hope clinicians take away from this research?
That's a good question, and it's important. I mean, clearly there isn't a direct implication right now in terms of any particular treatments or management of patients. You know, that isn't the case. I think it just should open up there. I hope that the main message is really for both clinicians and in researchers is to open up their thinking about the mechanisms by which obesity causes downstream diseases. I think if we can achieve, you know, this is, I'm not, you know, saying we've all found all the answers to that, but if this can open up that sort of line of thinking, it may provide a sort of paradigm for the way we should be looking to tackle the obesity epidemic, you know, by not only prevention, but by ameliorating or at least trying to ameliorate the downstream consequences.
Okay. I want to thank you very much for taking time to come on the show. It's a very intriguing topic, and I agree with you. We just take it for granted that obesity leads to disease, and maybe there's a rescue mechanism while people are getting their weight under control and correcting problems that they have. There may be a rescue mechanism that we can keep them from developing some of these diseases. So it's very, very intriguing, and I agree with you. It opens up a lot of questions, and that's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Thank you for being on the show
today. Thank you
very
much. Okay, my pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to change it up just a little bit. We're going to talk about calories, carbohydrates, and cancer therapy. With Dr. Rainier Clement, you're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with Glycosolve. Glycosolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, are you ready?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Well, one place that you'll never be surprised that we've talked about cancer as a metabolic disorder is here on Superhuman Radio. And to further the discussion, we're joined by Dr. Reiner Clement. How you doing, Dr. Clement?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I have to say something. So, you know, we invite guests on the show all the time, and there's the rare occasion that, like yourself, one of them says, wow, I'm a fan of the show. And I'm so impressed that when people even know about the show, especially people with credentials like your own, you share some common things with other people that have been on the show, like Adele Moussa. You are a physicist, correct?
Right.
And yes. But you love
physics. Also, I have to mention, I never got to learn Adele personally.
Oh, you don't know Adele. You don't know Adele personally.
No, I don't.
Okay, he lives.
Maybe you can introduce us.
Yes,
sometime. That's
what I was going to say. Now, obviously, Germany is a big country. He lives in Munster, Germany. Are you close to Munster?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I live in northern part of Bavaria.
Okay, well, I will email the two of you and introduce the two of you for sure. Absolutely. The other thing that people should know about you is that you're an avid physical culturist, and you also. Are the you run the paleo? What is it? You run a paleo organization there in Germany, right?
That's right. It's called the German Society for Paleo Nutrition, and we founded it approximately 2 years ago, just as a platform for paleo ancestral oriented nutrition enthusiasts.
But I like the way you talk about it in the email where it's a template, not a dogma, which I like that because once emotion becomes invested, then you lose all common sense and critical thinking, like religion, for instance. So, yeah, I like that.
Or veganism.
Yeah, there you go. So that's great. And then lastly, while you asked that I have some good hip-hop bumper music for you because you are a DJ of sorts. You DJed for a while, right?
I used to be, yes.
Yeah, but you don't have the time for that
any longer. That's many years ago, but I still love the music. So.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I don't know what rolled in because the automation software drops the music in, but hopefully we'll have something good for you. Anyway, okay, so let's get on to this discussion. It's a very, very important discussion. So I meet people all the time who have opinions about cancer. And whenever I say to them, well, you know, cancer appears to be a metabolically driven condition, they always frown at me, you know. And so your research here called Calories, Carbohydrates, and Cancer Therapy with Radiation, Exploiting the 5 R's Through Dietary Manipulation. Talk about the study. How was it designed?
It was no actual original research study, but it was more a review paper.
Okay.
Where we just reviewed the literature that's out there relating calorie restriction, carbohydrate restriction, with the outcome after radiation therapy and the molecular basis of that relationship.
And we've actually talked about that on a previous show, because we had a scientist on the show who actually did a study where they combined traditional chemotherapy, may have been chemotherapy or radiation, I forget, but one of the groups followed a ketogenic diet, and their survival rate was much higher than the ones that did not. And so,
yes.
So talk about what you discovered. What did you find when you started to look at this research?
Well, there seems to be a synergistic effect of both calorie restriction and carbohydrate restriction or ketogenic diets, together with radiation therapy and also together with chemotherapy when it comes to outcome after therapy. And the effect of both dietary interventions seems to be a differential effect when you consider normal tissue on one side and tumor tissue on the other side. So while the tumor tissue will be damaged even more than with radiation alone, for example, the normal tissue will experience some kind of radio protection through this dietary intervention. And it seems that both calorie restriction and ketogenic diets work through the commonality of restricting carbohydrates. That's the basis for these two dietary interventions.
So in other words, from the calorie restriction standpoint, simply because you are eating less, and thus you would imagine that your carbohydrate load of your total portion of your dietary intake is less, you are then pumping a lot less insulin out. Correct.
Correct.
Now,
if you eat, if you're eating less, you're also eating less absolute amount of carbohydrate.
Right. But now, from the ketogenic standpoint, we know that the body can survive because of our evolutionary gifts of metabolic flexibility. We are hybrids. We can run on ketones. We can run on glucose. Mm-hmm. So we know that the body can survive and even in some cases thrive on ketones, but cancer cells do not, right?
Right. Most cancer cells seem to be unable to metabolize ketone bodies. Often they have damaged mitochondria or some defect in the mitochondria, like mitochondrial DNA mutations. They have morphological abnormalities. They have the lipid membranes of the mitochondria are not the same as the normal cells. And so most tumor cells probably aren't able to metabolize ketone bodies, while normal cells, they're perfectly able to metabolize them. And it also seems that ketone bodies have a direct damaging effect, you can say, on cancer cells.
So when you combine these two protocols, when you combine both caloric restriction or even reduction and a more ketogenic diet, the push-pull effect would end up allowing people to survive longer from either of the two traditional therapies, chemotherapy or radiation?
Yes, but in my opinion, you cannot generalize that to all cancer patients. For example, in head and neck cancer patients, you know that they already at the time of diagnosis, they are, in 60% of the cases, they are malnourished. And weight loss is a very big concern in these patients.
Right.
So to say that you implement a calorie-restricted ketogenic diet in those patients would, in my opinion, be unresponsible. But I don't think you have to. I think the ketogenic diet on its own is powerful enough in this case. And also, for example, if you look at the new ketone esters that are available,
yes,
maybe that's another great possibility to supplement the diet with. And to you can the patients can eat all the calories and they ingest the ketone esters, so the ketone levels will be high, and still they don't have to fear the weight loss.
You know what I want to do? I want to take an early break because we have a bad telephone line. I want to take an early break, and during the break, I'm going to hang up and call back to get you on the line,
okay,
to get rid of, because it'll be much more better for the audience to hear this, because I've got lots more questions. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Clement back on the line, and I promise it'll be a much better line. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think you're that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Reiner Clement. We're talking about treating cancer with a caloric-restricted slash ketogenic style diet. So, yeah, one of the things I was wondering Dr. Clement, when we were talking about this was exactly what you just implied, and that is that especially in the case of chemotherapy, these individuals undergo quite often dramatic weight loss, classified as cachexia, and putting them on a very restricted caloric intake. Well, quite often you can't even get them to eat to begin with. They're almost in caloric restriction all the time and starving. But I think that, as you pointed out when we went into the break, and we have a much better phone line now, that the magic there would be to get them to eat more, but to eat, get them to eat ketogenically so that the insulin seems to be reduced. What about IGF-1? I feel IGF-1 is unfairly implicated in cancer. And what I mean by that is I feel that IGF-1 is more corollary as opposed to causative when we look at cancers in general, but the mainstream orthodoxy seems to always want to eliminate IGF-1, which obviously puts the balance of the body at great risk for repair of normal tissue. What are your thoughts on IGF-1 as it plays into these types of caloric protocols?
What you said might be true, but also there are hints in the literature that IGF-1 plays a causal role in activating these signaling pathways that lead to tumor growth and tumor proliferation and resistance and so on. So all these hallmarks. So IGF-1 seems to play a role, but it's not consistent. And also you have to think about that IGF-1 is also controlled by insulin.
Right.
Because insulin leads to a decrease in the insulin-like growth factor binding protein, so there will be more free IGF-1 available to bind to the receptors on tumor cells. So if you lower your insulin levels, there will also be less free IGF-1 circling around and able to activate these growth pathways in tumor cells. So the picture is not really consistent, although for me, I think that IGF-1 might play a role, but also we know that insulin probably plays a bigger role.
Yeah.
And also there are these studies with calorie restriction where they show that you have to restrict the protein intake to lower your IGF-1 levels, but I think that's no good idea. I think the carbohydrates play a more important role.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I always have been. You know,
We know that muscle mass is so important for cancer patients. It's a really hard prognostic factor. There are many cancer patients with sarcopenia who have very low muscle mass. They can even be very fat or appear obese, but they have very low muscle mass, and that's a very hard prognostic factor for poor survival or poor outcome.
So
it's very important to conserve muscle mass. And, of course, that goes over protein and also over ketone bodies.
So that's why I want to ask you, so with that, staying with that for a second, we all understand the importance of the mammalian target of rapamycin, or mTOR, in protein synthesis and muscle growth. What do we know in these individuals that you looked at in your research as far as mTOR's role, if any, in any of this?
mTOR plays a very important role in tumor proliferation, all the hallmarks of cancer. Also, at the metabolic phenotype of cancer cells. So we know that cancer cells most often use glycolysis for energy production, but also to build new biomass that also goes over glycolysis through the pentose fat pathway. And this energy production pathway is activated by mTOR. And the problem is that mTOR is often constitutively activated. So you can say chronically activated due to genetic mutations that drive signaling through this pathway.
We know that the mitochondria of a cancer cell shifts its preference to glucose, and we know that it also shifts to an anaerobic state of glycolysis. Do we know anything from the research, and I realize this may not have much to do with dietary protocols, but from a standpoint of oxygen, the role that the presence of or the lack thereof of oxygen, does it play a specific role in the growth of cancer, its progression, I'm saying?
Yes, oxygen plays a role. Usually a fast proliferating tumor grows much too fast for the blood vessels to hold pathways. So there will develop hypoxic regions. And these hypoxic regions are especially resistant to current treatment regimes with chemotherapy and radiation. For example, chemotherapeutic drugs, they won't be able to reach the tumor cells because the blood vessels are not there. And in case of radiation, if oxygen is lacking, then there's much less DNA damage in the tumor cell. Because what happens is when you treat a tumor with ionizing radiation, you produce
oxidation.
Radiolysis of water. So first you produce hydroxyl radicals, that's OH, and these radicals, if they're in contact with oxygen, they will transform into hydrogen peroxide, which is a much more damaging agent to the DNA. So the more oxygen you have, the more damage you will do to tissue. And therefore, it's very important. That's one of the rationales behind fractionated radiation treatment. Because during the radiation fractions, formerly hypoxic regions will get reoxygenated. And therefore, they will be more radiosensitive after the next in the next fraction that you treat them with. And oxygen also plays a role in metabolism, of course. So an hypoxic tumor cell has no other choice but to burn glucose for energy, because the gradient of glucose is larger than that of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So a tumor cell far away from a blood vessel might still be supplied with glucose. And to burn glucose, you don't need oxygen. You burn the glucose, and the end product is lactate, which gets exported out of the cell. If the tumor cell has oxygen available, then a lot of studies show that at least in part they are still able to use the mitochondria, either for synthesis of acetyl-CoA, which then can get used for biomass synthesis or also for energy production. So the oxygen availability also regulates the metabolic phenotype of tumor cells. But we still know that even if sufficient oxygen is available, tumor cells will still mostly rely on glycolysis.
Right.
So they have a much larger glucose import and a much higher lactate export, even if sufficient oxygen is available, that would normally shift the glucose utilization then towards the mitochondria in normal cells.
Interesting. I hate to use the word intermittent fasting, but it's the right word to use in this discussion. I like to talk about it being more ancestral meal frequency pattern. But what about intermittent fasting? Does any of that, are there any benefits to intermittent fasting over a continuous low-calorie diet?
Yes, I think so. I think a continuous low-calorie diet has many disadvantages, especially for cancer patients that already suffer from the therapy. So if they chronically have to restrict their diary, their calories, I don't think that's a good idea. But intermittent fasting might be a very good option in this case. So, for example, you could say to the patient that it makes sense to fast for 6 to 8 hours prior to every radiation treatment.
Mm.
And there are actually studies supporting such a regime. For example, studies by Safdie et al., I think that's the group of Walter Longo, the calorie restriction scientist.
Right.
They have shown that fasting prior to chemotherapy cycles reduces the side effects of patients. And they have shown this in mice also to a great extent, but also in humans. And I think intermittent fasting might be a good option, especially when combined with overall carbohydrate restriction.
Do you think that the value of intermittent fasting is because of the autophagy aspect of it? That the I've always said that if the body isn't busy digesting food, it can be about the business of tidying up the body. It's not hosting anything coming in, so it can turn its resources to cleaning up molecular waste, byproducts that are caught in the cells and get rid of them. And obviously, anytime you do any type of cancer treatment, there is a large collateral damage to tissue in one way or another, which would require a lot of the housekeeping mechanisms to get busy cleaning up and getting these waste products out. You think that that is part of the value of the lower side effects through fasting prior to treatment?
Yes, I think you're right. And also the body can then concentrate on DNA repair mechanisms. So the normal tissue will be more resistant against radiation damage. While in tumor tissues, the intermittent fasting also has the effect of lowering the blood glucose level. And this in turn leads to a decreased glucose supply to the glycolysis-dependent tumor cells. And this in turn will lead to a radiosensitization of these cells.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that the tumor cells, they have a very high steady state level of reactive oxygen species. And the way the tumor cells deal with that is by upregulating glycolysis, because glycolysis yields a lot of metabolites that act as antioxidants, like, for example, pyruvate, lactate.
Right.
The metabolites that enter the pentose phosphate pathway, they can yield then the NADPH. From that, you can reduce glutathione.
I was just going to say glutathione, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the mechanism how tumor cells protect themselves against high steady-state levels of reactive oxygen species, but also against the reactive oxygen species that you introduce when you radiate them or when you treat them with chemotherapeutic drugs. But if you cut the glucose supply, then you might be able to break this protection mechanism down, and the cells will be more sensitive against the radiation damage.
So based on the research that you've looked at and what you understand, if someone were in the position where they were about to go for chemotherapy or radiation therapy to address, a tumor, what is there any type of, and I understand we can't give a prescription here, but is there any type of suggestion from the research that you've looked at in your paper that you could say to enhance the possibilities of best outcome, you should do this before therapy and then you should eat this way after therapy?
I think the notion to restrict carbohydrates, and especially those with a high glycemic index like sugars, white flour and so on.
And alcohol, that's, by the way. I want to just throw that out there, alcohol. Because
alcohol,
a lot of people don't, we don't talk about alcohol enough when we talk about this type of stuff, but alcohol generally converts right to sugar in the body.
Yeah, okay. You're right. Yeah, I think that notion generally makes sense in every cancer patient. Then I would recommend trying to lower the carbohydrates and increase the fat intake. Of course, the good fat. And I also think that it's a good idea. And I heard from cancer patients that they have the natural feeling to do that, to do intermittent fasting before chemotherapeutic cycles and before radiation treatment. I think that's a good idea. And they can then, after the radiotherapy session, they are free to eat what they want. I think that would make the greatest sense.
But when you say eat to what they want, I would think that
yes,
it would be it would
not
be
all you can,
Yeah, no sugars, no starches.
Yeah.
Still eat a relatively low carbohydrate approach.
Yeah, with eat what they want, I meant eat how as many calories as they
yes.
want, not whatever they want.
No restriction,
because
but
they have to. They would have to stick to a healthy carb restricted diet. I think that would make the most sense. And if they are able to tolerate a ketogenic diet, then they should try it.
Well,
I mean, there's so much research now pointing towards the beneficial effect. I think that way outweighs the possible negative effects that they might experience.
Well, now with products like Keto Force from Patrick Arnold, which we promote on this show, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Now these patients, these individuals could actually put themselves into a ketogenic state on demand. So theoretically, they could use Keto Force before going in for their therapy, for instance. And then they could continue to use it throughout the next days or so, which, by the way, alleviates a lot of the hunger, in my experience as well, because the body shifts to ketones and it's very satisfied with them. But now we have a way where you don't have to wait days or even longer to get into a ketogenic state. You can get right there now and start eating ketogenically. So you don't have to wait for the transition. You can use a ketone salt product like that.
Yeah, maybe you can. Unfortunately, I don't have personal experience with ketone esters. I never tried them myself, so I don't really know how the body reacts to them. And, for example, in Germany, you also cannot buy them. So you would have to import them.
Well, you know what? It looks like water and tastes like salt water. So I'll send you a bottle with no label. How's that sound? There you go. That's an easy one to solve. All right. So in summary, we can see here that dietary manipulation can improve the outcome of most people who are battling with cancer and being treated for it.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's a good statement.
So now let's talk
I think it's important to mention that, that dietary manipulation should be used as the supportive therapy in addition to the standard treatment of choice.
Right.
I'm not saying that you just do the ketogenic diet and you do no radiation and no chemotherapy if your physician wants you to do that. Because, first of all, I'm not a physician myself. I'm in no position to judge about chemotherapy and the prescription of the radiation. And also what I have witnessed in my position as a medical physicist, I must say that radiation helps a lot of people. And of course, in some cases, it does more harm than help, but that's a minority
right.
in my experience. Yeah.
And, the therapy, chemotherapy and radiation therapy are designed to be a rescue mechanism. So we need to look at your cancer this way, in my humble opinion. And unfortunately, I have no degrees that anyone can threaten to take away from me. But in my humble opinion, the way you need to look at your cancer is this. You did something in your lifestyle. You were exposed something in your lifestyle that caused this cancer. So now they go in and they rescue you. But what you need to start thinking about is after the rescue is done, do you want the cancer to come back? And one of the ways that it appears from all the shows that we've done about cancer as a metabolic disorder, all the shows that we've done, including shows where probably one of the studies that was in your research, I would imagine, about the ketogenic diet being paired with a traditional cancer therapy and the outcomes being better for those, the survival rates being better for those. In fact, the survival rate exceeded the study period in that, because we asked, and the woman said, I think they only followed these people for 5 or 6 years, and they were cancer-free, and that we assume that they're still cancer-free, but the study didn't follow them any further. We know that while these types of therapies are designed to be rescue mechanisms, you need to do what you need to do to stay cancer-free for the rest of your life. because you don't want to go back in 5 years or 4 years or 6 years and have to undergo this kind of treatment again. And we know there's a doctor out in California who says, I'm trying to get him on the show, that if you spend 6 weeks out of every year in a state of complete ketosis, you can do that as a prophylactic to provide very, very strong protection against developing cancers in the first place. Now, obviously, you can't do that for 6 weeks out of the year and then eat nothing but sugar the rest of the year and hope to fare well. But clearly, there is a lot of value to these types of nutritional protocols in being therapeutic aids in managing cancer. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm also fully convinced of that. I mean, if you have cancer, then really you have to take drastic measures. But it's a problem in our society that there is that the focus on prevention is so small. All the all that physicians do is treating symptoms if you're already ill, if you already have the disease. I think there must be much more money invested in prevention. That's a great field of where you have to improve.
Well, that money is being invested right here on this show. People just need to listen to the show.
Yeah.
There you go. You can wait forever if you think a doctor is going to come and say to you, hey, by the way, you have a history of cancer in your family. You should be eating differently. They won't say that.
Yeah. Right.
Let's talk a little bit about you for a minute, Dr. Clement. So you have a website that is not up right now, but it probably will be up. And this podcast will be on the internet probably for years to come. Why don't you plug your website, please?
The website is up right now.
Oh, it is.
But it's very basic. It just contains a list of my publications and a small introduction, who I am, what I'm doing. It used to be a little bit more extensive, but it crashed a few weeks ago and all the content was lost. There were no backups available. And, I thought I will never invest so much time anymore in it. But I don't have the nerve to do it, but maybe if some time goes by, I will add some content here and there. But the website is www.reinerclement.com or reinerclement.de.
And Reiner is actually spelled R-A-I-N-E-R, right?
Right.
And it's Clement, K-L-E-M-E-N-T.
Right.
Okay. Also, I see in an email that you sent to me that you haven't been training as much as you would like to. Why aren't you training as much anymore?
Due to work, due to girlfriend, due to social relationships.
Well, you know what? Take your girlfriend to the gym with you. That's an easy one to solve. That's all. Couples that train together, you know what? Doesn't... Couples that train together, they stay together. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
So there you go. There's no excuse for not getting into the – you know what? I take that back. You don't even have to get to the gym. If you have some kettlebells at home and stuff, you know, there's no excuse. You can train. You know that. So, and next time I have you on the show, I expect you to tell me that you've put on 5 pounds of new muscle.
Oh, I'm not sure if I want to have that right now. Because triathlon season is coming.
Ah, okay.
So I have to get lightweighted.
Yeah, that's what
I want
to do.
In the winter, I have about 8 pounds more than in the summer.
Wow.
And I think that's not only fat.
But
that's
sure.
Because in the winter, my focus is more on weight training. And I also do Olympic lifting in the winter season. And in the summer season, I do much more endurance training.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I'm going to start doing. I'm actually want to lean down again. I was really lean when I turned 50. I'm 55. I'll be 56 this year. And I've made it a goal to I have enough muscle on me. I need to be able to shed the body fat once and for all.
Yeah.
That's my goal. Anyway, I want to thank you for two things. First of all, I want to thank you for coming on the show and talking about this research. I'm sure it's going to help a lot of people. But also, I want to thank you for listening to the show. So.
Well, it's my pleasure. I mean, for me, it's the great podcast. It covers such a broad spectrum of interesting topics. If you're interested in any kind of health or nutrition-related topics, then that's the perfect podcast.
Yeah, because but you know that's because I have a attention deficit disorder. So I'm always looking at something different. I'm always moving along. But anyway, I promise you I will email Del Moussa and yourself and introduce the two of you, okay?
That would be great. We could meet him for our next symposium.
He's so brilliant. And I wish that I was in a position to convince him to take him and his family here to the United States for a while and work with me, because there's so much that he could be doing right now. But you know, I know that he is working towards more of a tenured position with the university that he teaches at. So he has his career goals in mind already. But yeah, he's fantastic.
Okay. Anyway, I'm asking to give 5 or 6 talks on 5 or 6 topics.
Yeah, I'll put you in touch with him for sure. I promise. Right after the show, I'll email the two of you.
Okay, great.
Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All
right, so there you have it. Another one in the can, all done. And, of course, thanks to Rob Regish for doing the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget, you can get a free month supply of the Age Force Fat Burner Patch. They'll ship it anywhere in the world. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner today. Take advantage of it. I know I am going to start slapping them on every day. I'm going to stack the odds in my favor and get really, really lean. And then thanks to Professor Nilesh Samani for talking about epigenetics, methylation, and obesity. And, of course, Dr. Reiner Clement. For his wonderful discussion on calorie restriction, ketogenics, and cancer therapy. And we will be back tomorrow, I promise you, with more Superhuman Radio. I'm back in the studio, and I'm happy to be here. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are...